This is GQDN for Monday, March 10th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By SwiftEnergy.gg. Go get the drink mixes, including ours. Are you quest-worthy? Go look for quest-worthy at SwiftEnergy.gg. And when you get it, and maybe some other drink mixes too, they're all good. Put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off your purchase by patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some Lego news. Nintendo and Pokemon news as well. And what's going on with the God of War trilogy? But we will begin today, as always, when the Race to World First is on, with the Race to World First via Raider.io. The top five goes as follows. At number 5, we're going to China. A girl hero. Right now, they're at the 6th bunk sugar at 43% after 136 pulls. Instant dollars. That's the U.S. realm. They're also at the 6th bunk sugar at 40.15% after 82 pulls. And then we get to the top 3. Method. Right now. At 56.23% versus Sprocket Monger Langenstock. So they're 4 out of 8. And so are the other two. Liquid. Team Liquid US. Let's go. They're at 46.75% after 18 pulls. And Echo right now is at the top spot with 21.04% after 47 pulls. 4 out of 8. When will this be done? We shall see, won't we? But I'm thinking, because of tomorrow's reset, it won't be done until this coming weekend. We shall see if I'm right. Now let's get to some news, shall we? And we will get to, first of all, Death Stranding 2. Because the release date was revealed, but some people didn't like it. So, Sony did say that Death Stranding 2 will release on the PlayStation 5 console on Thursday, June 26th. And that goes along with a $230 collector edition. Now, we did see some very cool screenshots, which were praised by the fans. And of course, they also saw that the pay-to-play early was also available. So if you buy the collector's edition, you'll get a 48-hour early access to Death Stranding 2. Which means you'll be able to play it on Tuesday, June 24th. But some people didn't like it because they did express their concerns on why this is going to be normal in the future. But others were optimistic because they think that Kojima Productions is calling the shots since Sony does not own Death Stranding IP. But the general consensus is on the negative side. So here are some quotes. First one. This edition is an insult to the customers and fans. That's one quote. Next quote, I'm disgusted by the pre-order. Another quote, 2 days of early access, pay more to play on release date. Really? So, people are not amused. But GamesRadar did say that Kojima is looking to beat the, quote, walking simulator. And they were talking about the 10-minute trailer that was released, where it did provide the announcement for the release date for the game, because we got an extended look at the gameplay. Well, we all did, come on. And we did see a lot of walking around along with the environments. And that was seen in the Gorilla's Decima engine, and we got to see the fights when he was attacking robots, because we got a look at him working with a machine gun. And there was also some vehicular combat too. That would include a motorcycle that was borrowed from Final Fantasy VII. And we also got to see a truck that was fitted with a machine gun. So, there's good and bad to the game. Mostly good stuff. Really, mostly good stuff. You don't have to get the early edition. That's a matter of choice. And so is this, apparently. Because somebody chose to show some Battlefield 6 footage from PureXbox.com. There's about 20 minutes of the gameplay on YouTube for Battlefield 6. And that was on the map Abyssid. It did show some clips from Battlefield Labs, and people did see a lot of the stuff there anyway, along with Bob at Bob Network UK up on X. And he said, quote, around 9 minutes of footage with sound, since it seems EA retracted the takedowns. And he showed 4 videos. So, what would you think about the game? You can let me know at Joe Brums there on Twitter and Blue Sky. And maybe about D&D as well. Because Kotaku is saying that AI is supercharging the fandom. See, Wizards of the Coast did come under fire for using AI, art, and material for the game. But their CEO, who is also in charge of D&D and Magic, The Gathering, did say that AI is based on the technology, and they're speculating how it could be used for D&D subscription services. Now, Chris Cox, yes, that's his name, Scott's honor, did have an interview with Semaphore on how they're using AI tools in the D&D campaigns. Quote, it was Scooby-Doo and the Haunting Murkmus Manor, and they had to go and figure out who the Murkmus monster was and unmask a bunch of local townspeople, and then clearly they weren't the real villains. It was an evil Lyle Blackwood who was trying to steal the Blackwood fortune, and that was done a little bit by AI. I bet some AI got into this one too. The God of War trilogy remaster. Rumors were dismissed via PlayStationLifestyle.com. Yep, that did happen. Because if you remember back in February, some speculations were going around, and that would include the release of the God of War's 20th anniversary celebration. And that was enhanced by a journalist, Jeff Grubb. But Santa Monica Studio did dismiss the claim because they said that they have no plans to make any announcement during the event of the God of War's 20th anniversary. So here's what the announcement did read. Quote, we're so excited to bring a selection of the Greek and Norse cast for this God of War 20th anniversary panel, where we will be reflecting on the past of 2 decades of the series. With such a stellar lineup and all the anticipation we've seen around the anniversary, we do not want to be clear that there are no planned announcements for this event. But will there be? Oh, if you play Monster Hunter Wilds, just know that PC Games N said that there was some fixes, but there may be some other issues. Now, we know that progression was blocked and the mechanics are not working properly. And the latest update did bring some fixes that you might want to take a look at. Now, the developer did say that as of Monday, March 10th, today, there'll be a handful of glitches and other problems that they are aware within the RPG, which they will be fixing in the future. So, here's what they've done so far. The Grill Emil and the Ingredient Center. Now, the features cannot be unlocked even after the meeting of progress criteria. At the Smithy, an issue may occur where tutorials are repeatedly shown, disabling certain options in the menu. Addressed issues that occurred under certain conditions with screen rendering and causing force quits. When cutting off monster parts, the parts change into a monster part from a different monster. An issue which may cause crashes or some monsters to act strangely under certain situations. During main mission, Chapter 5-2, a world turned upside down, an NPC may not appear, preventing further progression. So some of the stuff is there, some of the stuff is not. Oh, now we gotta go to Nintendo and Pokemon. Because an NOA staffer was talking, and it's just their podcast. Because the Nintendo of America staffers, Kid Ellis and Krista Yang, were talking about the details, what they call the adversarial relationship between the NOA and the U.S. arm of the Pokemon Company. That's a quote, by the way. Because they had some tensions between the U.S. teams while they were looking back on the origins of the first Pokemon Day back in 2016. Now, they did provide a transcript of what those two were talking about, but there was some back and forth between the two sides of the company. But there's no infighting here. Indiana Jones and the Great Circle may have a release date. Welcome to Rumorville. We'll see what happens. But anyway, this is according to PushSquare.com. And once again, Bill Bilkin was doing some talking. And they're saying that Indiana Jones could be coming on April 17th, 2025. And reports did also allege that the pre-orders could start on March 25th in 15 days. At which we'll be looking at 70 bucks for standard, and premium will be $100. And the game will also be physical. And the game is also rated T for teen, because Warrior64 got up on Twitter, X, and said, quote, Indiana Jones and the Great Circle is ESRB rated for PlayStation 5, T for teen. Here we go. We'll leave you today with some Mario Kart, because LEGO, according to IGN, did reveal a $170 Mario Kart set, and that'll be launching on May 15th. That's 1,972 pieces, and that is out right now, today. I'm sorry, out May 15th at the LEGO store. My bad. May 15th for the LEGO store. In five days will be March Madness. We're pretty much into that anyway. But don't be mad at us. We're just a Dawn Forge production. 2025, all rights are reserved. You see what I did there? Come on, go play some games, people.